Потому что это мой родной город. Потому что мама там. Потому что команда там. Родные там. Спортзал наш. Учитель Святого Александра Невского тоже там. Все собралось там, что кто-то не знает. Для меня это родной город и самый комфортный по подготовке. Поэтому я люблю готовиться там, где мне комфортно.
Fedor, Mir, both of them, they are what I call uncommon people among uncommon people. They both still have their place in this sport where they're both special. They've both done incredible things, and everyone should want to see that fight.
Well, right now we're at Mayweather's boxing gym here in Vegas. And shit, Mayweather is the greatest boxer of all time. You have a lot of the great up-and-coming guys here in town and all over the world that come here to train. Keeps you motivated, keeps the blood pumping. Knowing and having the confidence that your hands are taken care of and not having to hold back allows you to throw a full blast. You're not worried about something happening to your hand where if you have a suspect hand wrap or you don't trust the guy that's putting wraps on your hands, then you're gonna hold back on punches. If you hit an elbow or you punch the top of someone's head and your hand's not wrapped properly, you know, you have 27 bones in the hand. It breaks quite easily if you don't have a good wrap.
The thing that we really want to bring back to Frank is old school. Just train, train with your heart, be around people that really are hungry. Frank first called me about Fedor, I said, this guy's hungry. He wasn't supposed to lose that Mitrione fight, and he did. Now he's coming at you harder than anyone's ever come before. Let's show him your eye of the tiger.
Nice.
You come here, no one's comfortable. Everybody's here eyeing you down at all times, looking to take you out.
Yep.
Oh, hold on, he was crying.
Oh, mama,
where are you?
We jump off the train, we go to the hotel, Fedor goes to his home. We change our clothes and now we are here after a trip from 12 hours, but it's a typical Russian thing. I think he won a big revenge. That's what I feel.
Do you want another shot at Matt Mitrione?
Of course.
He made one tactical error and he got the worst of it. That's heavyweights. That's why we love heavyweights. That's why we want to see heavyweights, because they can end the fight at any moment. He wants to prove that he can take this Bellator Grand Prix, and two, he wants to put any doubt about who was the best heavyweight back when Frank Mir was champion and he was champion.
this is the business side of fighting, you know, promoting the fight, doing the legwork, making sure people were gonna watch it. Sitting there, I could talk to Brendan for hours.
Hey, good to see you, brother.
You too, man.
Yeah.
Congratulations on this, man.
Thanks,
awesome.
Man. Thanks, brother.
Guys had a lot of success and really a good example of what you can do outside of the world of fighting. Has the Showtime show, his podcast, Fighter and the Kid, flew out here because he's gonna help us promote the fight.
Start the segment. Here with Frank Mir, days away from the fight against Fedor.
Go! Look who's here! Frank Mir, MMA legend himself in studio.
Hey. A big fight coming up.
A bit of a run, yeah.
A bit of one against a legend, well, some say the GOAT.
Well, I think Fedor, you know, obviously, you know, earned that moniker of being one of the greatest heavyweights of all time. He's still very quick, he's still very resilient. You know, and one thing is, I still think he's passionate about fighting.
And Black, stop record, break your records, and start a new clip, please.
Congratulations on everything.
Thanks, brother.
Awesome. Good for you, bro.
Man.
Killing it, dude.
It's tough because I didn't have the career you had. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're a legend, man. You know
but
what
I mean,
saying?
But that's so, what I'm saying. So, I mean, people can't sit there and go, well, you're just banking off of.
Yeah, I know.
You're
yeah.
not. You, know what I mean? You no. really are doing yeah. all the road work, yeah. man. You I put in the work, dude. That's fucking awesome. Right.
Frank, thanks for coming. Hey, this was really great.
Oh, no problem, man.
Hit me up, brother.
Yeah. I will.
I think he's a little bit frustrated because during the training he hits harder and he kicks more harder. My body hurts, man. During the sessions I said, Fedor, a little bit softer please, because my bones are broke a little bit. I feel the punches, I feel the power, I feel the energy, Frank. For you it's going to be a hard fight, a hard night. You never forget 28th of April.
Ну, Фрэнк, конечно, боец имени. Большим именем. Он был чемпионом UFC, он сейчас бьется в Bellator, перешел в Bellator. Он очень хороший борец, плюс он неплохо работает стоя. Скажу честно, он не всегда стабилен в своих выступлениях, но еще я заметил, что бойцы, которые могут показывать не совсем лучший результат в боях с другими бойцами, на бой со мной выходит в максимально лучшей форме. Поэтому я думаю, что у нас будет замечательный бой. Наверное, мечты многих людей сбудутся.